This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. It's December 3rd, and on this day in sports history in 1956, Wilt Chamberlain made his official collegiate debut with the Kansas Jayhawks and set the stage for his dominating career. 15,000 fans stopped into Allen Fieldhouse to watch the preseason number one Jayhawks host Northwestern. Chamberlain was a 7-foot-1-inch tall sophomore out of Philadelphia. Back then, freshmen were not allowed to play varsity basketball, and he towered over the others on the court on this night. But it wasn't just his size that made Chamberlain a dominant player. Legendary Kansas coach Fog Allen said, "He easily has greater possibilities than any player we ever had here. He has coordination, can jump, and can run. He can do anything." And on this night, he did. Wilt scored 52 and grabbed 31 rebounds in his first collegiate game as Kansas won easily 87-69. His 52 points set a new Jayhawks record for points scored in a game that still stands to this day. The Big Dipper would go on to average 30 points and 19 rebounds a game that season, leading Kansas to the national championship game against undefeated and top-ranked North Carolina 3.5 months later. However, in that epic game, the Jayhawks lost 54-53 in triple overtime. Despite being on the losing team, Wilt was named as the NCAA Tournament Most Outstanding Player, a journey that got its start on this day in sports history. Also on this day, in 2000, for the first time ever, 4 NFL running backs rushed for at least 200 yards each on the same day. Denver's Mike Anderson, Cincinnati's Corey Dillon, Tampa Bay's Warrick Dunn, and the New York Jets' Curtis Martin all topped the double-century mark on the ground. And in 2018, for the first time in a decade, a soccer player not named Messi or Ronaldo won the Ballon d'Or as Croatia's Luka Modric won soccer's top individual honor. That's it for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.